prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Wow, we have a lot of feedback coming in from Germany. Adele, I think I'm going to have to call you back from a landline.
Yeah, I think the connection's pretty sloppy.
Okay, we're getting feedback. Okay, so hold on, everybody. Just give me 2 seconds. Give me 2 seconds. I know Adele's phone number by heart. What does that tell you? Hold on. Just waiting for the international call to go through. And one ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. Okay, hold on. Yes, we can hear you perfectly, Adele. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Unfortunately, Skype is not doing so fine, obviously.
That's okay, but you sound great. You sound good. This is a good connection. This works out fine anyway. All right, we have a great show planned today. We have Adele Moussa joining us for a Subversity Science Roundup. We're going to talk about upper respiratory tract infections and what you can do to both resolve them and protect yourself against them using nutritional strategies. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by a police officer named Officer Randall Moore, to talk about the problem with the physical adeptness of law enforcement today. Is it the reason that we see so many police officers overreacting to situations and harming people? Do they feel out of control of their environment because they are not in good physical conditioning? It's going to be a very, very exciting discussion, I can promise you. Okay, so welcome back to the show, Adele Moussa. How you doing?
It's great to be back on the show, actually. I will have more time to be on Superhuman Radio in the next year, or maybe at least in summer.
Well, I'm going to let a cat out of the bag, and I know that you and I haven't discussed this, but Alex and I have discussed it. We are going to be putting the Superhuman University platform to greater use next year, and Alex has discussed this with you already. Yes or no?
No, I'm fully surprised.
Okay, well, we're hoping to get you and Alex and some other people that are part of what I consider the brain trust of Superhuman Nation to start putting on some free webinars that people can participate in. So there you go. You've heard about it first here today. So there you go.
Yes, me too, yes. Okay. Not just the listeners.
And the good news about that will be we will be putting these on when it's also convenient for you based on your schedule instead of the, you know, etched in stone, noon to 2 Eastern time that I have to do my show.
That sounds good.
Okay, so here in the United States, this is the season for people to be coughing, hacking, congested, and respiratory tract infections abound us. Is it like that in Germany also?
Yeah, it's true. I'm also I've caught a little cold, but it's okay. I can still manage to talk, as you can hear.
Okay. And I have had a cold. And it comes and goes. I have to be honest with you. I have not been able to completely resolve it. Just when I think it's gone, it seems to come back. And I know that this is all some of the same problem that we're having right now with people with upper respiratory tract infections and such. So there are things out there that are purported to work, and there are things out there that really do work. And I know that you recently did a blog post about this. So those of you who need more information about this after we discuss it today, you can go to Subversity. SUPPVERSITY.com to read the A's to Z of effective and less effective immunonutrients to prevent and combat respiratory tract and other infections. So where are all these infections coming from, first of all? Is it really just the cold weather? Is it because we're indoors? Is it the lack of sunlight? What is it?
I think it's a mix of all of the things you mentioned. First of all, it's called the common cold for good reason, because being exposed to the cold is not good for our respiratory tract, so it becomes more susceptible to infections. And in a way, you could also argue that the respiratory tract is stressed, and whenever our body or certain parts of our body are stressed, they are more susceptible to infection. And I think another factor is that everybody appears to get sick these days, so you really can't get away from all the people who are infecting you with what they have contracted. So this is another important thing. And obviously you also said that the lack of sun exposure is involved here, and this is directly related to vitamin D, which has been shown to correlate at least with our ability to ward off infections of all sorts, not just the common cold or the flu.
Now, we have a unique feature of this audience that also plays into it, and that is training. A certain amount of training can actually boost the immune system, but there's a very, very thin line to the type of training that actually suppresses or overtaxes the immune system. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, certainly. Things like going out for a walk and being active in general will really boost your immune system, especially in the winter times. But really exhausting workouts in the gym or wherever you're training, they will tax your whole or your complete body. And as we all know, the inflammatory response to exercise is part of what triggers the adaptive process. But it's on the other hand, also hampering our immune system for at least a couple of hours. And so everybody who is training very hard during the winter time is at a special risk of getting the common cold or any other viral infection.
Not to mention the communal nature of gymnasiums today.
Oh, yeah.
And people, I'm always shocked. In restaurants, So I know it happens in gyms, the number of people that go and use the facility, the water closet, the bathroom, the toilet, whatever you want to call it, and don't wash their hands upon exiting. And then they go out and they touch the dumbbells and the machines, and then you touch them, which is a great argument in favor of wearing training gloves.
Certainly is, yes. Although this is maybe not exactly the problem, because there are other bacteria you would transmit to the workout equipment when you don't wash your hands after being on the toilet. Actually, you would especially have to wash your hands whenever you touch your nose or you touch your mouth, and because this is where the little creatures come from that will infect others. So it's really a problem, especially in those places where it's really crowded. And I think it's also another problem that we are always going back and forth from those from the cold outside into the warm environment inside the gym and other rooms, which is especially taxing for the respiratory tract and makes us even more susceptible to being infected.
Well, and I also have a confession to make. I am a nose picker. I'm somebody who, when I'm reading a book, I'll take my thumb and it'll hover around the edge of my nose, and I'll do this and I'll do that. And those of us who touch our nose in that fashion, we actually inoculate ourselves with bacteria. Yeah, and so I have consciously put a stop to putting my fingers near my nose at this time of the year. I will return to my normal routine in the summer, but right now, I mean, when I feel myself doing that, I stop, because I don't want to inoculate myself with some bacteria.
Yeah, I think this is also part why some of us really can't recover. I mean, you would actually have to put away all the things you have been wearing, you have been using, or you would at least have to clean them after you've been sick. And I think most of us really don't do this. Of course, we will change the things we use in the bed and other things, but there's always something left. Recently, I caught myself drinking from a bottle I used last week when my cold was on its highest, and I did not really, well, of course, I flushed it out, but still I was thinking, am I now contracting the same bacteria and the same viruses I had last week, or is it okay to drink from this bottle?
But, okay, so that raises this next discussion, and then we're going to get into more detail about the nutritional approaches. But why is that not like the vaccine phenomenon? So in other words, if I keep introducing this to my body, won't my body eventually build up the appropriate response to that and overcome its ability to make me sick?
Well, in a certain way, yes. But in general, many of the infections we actually have are not really contracted by viruses. And for things like the flu, we all know that they have to invent a new vaccine every year because they change. And so if you had the flu, quote-unquote, you can get another flu from someone else, because the virus is not absolutely identical. And the whole idea of vaccination is actually not to be fully immune, especially to these smaller or diseases that are not so dangerous, but rather that you will recover faster because your immune system will still have to fight the intruders.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay. All right, so let's start off with the rudimentary approaches to nutritional and nutraceutical strategies to improving immune response and actually resolving some of these viruses and respiratory tract infections. What's high on your list, Adele?
Well, I think one of the things we commonly overlook, especially those of us who train and diet, is that actually a constant supply of nutrients is important for the immune system to work. And I'm just talking about energy availability, because everybody who talks about the relation of working out and getting sick is always coming back to the lack of glutamine or the reduction of glutamine when you work out. But in essence, you can reduce the taxation of the glutamine stores when you work out and have other energy sources like carbohydrate supplement or something like this, because part of the glutamine that is used is actually used for gluconeogenesis, so to produce new glucose in the liver. And if this is not necessary, you will have or maintain higher stores of glutamine even if you don't supplement. So because glutamine is like the fuel for our immune system or for many cells of the immune system, this will also help you to stave off infections.
You know, this is an interesting idea. So obviously supplementing with glutamine seems to be a very, very important aspect for those who train hard, especially. We're learning more and more about its importance in gut health. But what you just discussed about the constant availability of nutrition in and of itself kind of flies in the face of intermittent fasting or more rigorous fasting protocols during a time where we know we're going to be introduced to illness?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say so. I would say it flies into the face of training fasted, because increased use of glutamine in the liver to produce glucose is actually a result of the higher energy demands of working out. So if you're intermittent fasting and you are fat adapted, what some people call it, or rather you are pretty good at using your at oxidizing fat as a substrate, you will not necessarily burn much protein or amino acids during the fast. So this is not really the problem. The main problem arises when you're really dieting and you have an overall energy deficit, and your body will have to use the protein stores, or rather the amino acids that are released from protein stores, in order to fuel its energetic demands.
I see. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get deeper into this discussion. We're talking with Adele Moussa. His blog is called Subversity.com. For those of you who aren't familiar with it, go there, because much of this information is available on demand by visiting SUPPVERSITY.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. You want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Yo. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is right from Adele's blog. There are lots of reasons to consume immunonutrients. It goes well beyond warding off common colds and encompasses performance improvements, the general strengthening of the immune system, and the shortening of the exercise recovery period. So it's not just about staying healthy. It's about the body performing better. The immune system must be considered. So talk about the different roles of immunonutrients that we'll be discussing. There's several different areas that they work, right?
Yeah, actually, first of all, some of them actually stimulate the immune system and make it stronger or make it more aggressive, you could say. Others are actually rather antioxidants, and they reduce the stress that would otherwise reduce the immune function. And there are some that have other functions. Actually, one that is not really on the list, I came up with this when I was preparing for today's show, that I really forgot to mention probiotics and prebiotics, because you can also use a certain nutrients or certain supplements that actually strengthen the barrier that is between you and the intruders that will make you sick. And this would be one, for example, that strengthens the gastrointestinal barrier, from where you can also have infections. And it's also interesting that they have a certain anti-inflammatory effect that will obviously reduce the toll that is otherwise reducing your immune function.
And then another area that they work, apparently, immunonutrients, and this is something that I've had to learn. I was suffering from a phenomenon called silent GERD. This is not frank heartburn indigestion, but a small amount of what is going on in the stomach seeping up into the esophagus because of the hiatal sphincter not closing completely, which is usually a result of problems going on in the gut. It's a vicious cycle. And one of the things I learned about was the mucosal barrier and its importance. And, you know, interestingly enough, I was using for almost a year things that would break down the mucus in my nose, which were dripping down into the back of my throat and into my stomach when this got the worst. So it makes great sense on what happened to me. But we all think of mucus as this annoying thing, right? You know, oh, don't drink milk.
It causes, right.
Yeah, it causes mucus. Well, guess what? Mucus is a high viscosity barrier that protects tissue from the caustic elements that go on in your stomach. Mucus is necessary, and suppressing mucus in your body, mucus production on a broad scale, could be damning to your body. Is that not correct?
Yeah, it's absolutely correct. And actually, this is also what happens when we go from the cold into the hot rooms with the hot, dry air from the heaters. Which will dry out the mucus in our respiratory tract, and this makes it more susceptible to the infections. So this is really a vicious circle, and part of why we become sick mostly in the winter time.
Okay, so and we're going to talk about things that improve mucosal barrier production as well in this. But so let's get started with the list. We start off with vitamin C. We've heard so much about vitamin C. It's still a favorite, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I think people misunderstand what it actually does, because as we all know, vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant, so it makes sense actually to take it maybe year-round in order to improve or to reduce the inflammatory response and the oxidation that's going on. But there's really little evidence that people who take supplemental vitamin C are better protected against the common cold or other respiratory tract infections. There is, however, pretty good evidence that if you take 1 milligram of vitamin C and maybe combine this even with zinc for a week or two, when you already got sick, that you will recover faster and the symptoms won't be as bad as they would be if you didn't do so. So there's a deeper truth to the myth that vitamin C is going to help you with the common cold, but it's not like making you bulletproof if you take it beforehand.
I don't know if we're allowed to use that term, bulletproof. I think Dave Asprey owns that. I'm only kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm only kidding. All right, what about vitamin E? Another powerful antioxidant, but I have never thought of it as helping with upper respiratory tract infections or other types of things like the common cold.
Yeah, that comes back from the days when people really thought that there's nothing better than taking as much antioxidants as possible. And there really is no evidence that there are any benefits, even for athletes, where people thought that the vitamin E would blunt the inflammation and the reduced inflammation would actually help you to conserve your immune system and thus not to get sick as fast as you would if you didn't take it. But the actual evidence is pretty disappointing, maybe also because, as usual, they used alpha-tocopherol supplements only. So if they had used a blend of different forms of vitamin E, the results may have been different. But actually, the general idea of minimizing the inflammatory response to exercise in order to make athletes or to prevent athletes from getting infections may not be the best idea anyway, as we've realized that this inflammatory response is really important.
Necessary.
For the adaptational processes that occur after the workouts.
So would you say that vitamin E is one that we should consider for helping to protect against or resolve the common cold?
No, it's certainly among the less effective or not effective ones.
Okay. What about, so these are these all the less effective ones we're talking about right now, right?
Not necessarily. Okay. I think vitamin C is not effective as a protector, but it appears to be highly effective when you are already sick.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say this is one of the less effective ones.
Okay. Now, the other one, which is a hormone that has become so popular today, is vitamin D, D3 we're talking about. What about that?
Yeah, with vitamin D, there's pretty good evidence that people who have low vitamin D levels are at a very high risk of getting infections. But there is still no conclusive evidence that this is due to the low vitamin D levels, because we have found, or scientists have found over the past years, that low vitamin D levels usually occur when in people with high baseline inflammation. So it's difficult to say whether what's the egg and what's the hen, so to say,
right,
or what's the chicken or what's the egg. But there is also good evidence that keeping your vitamin D levels in the normal range by supplementing with 1,000 or 2,000 milligrams IUs per day is not going to harm you, first of all, and may, especially in athletes, have some protective effects. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to maybe order the transdermal vitamin D you offer here on the show in order to survive the winter without getting sick.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and the funny thing about vitamin D, you know, I would love to be able to say, because I have a vitamin D product, that, oh, yes, it's the answer to everything. But I recognize that quite often it's more corollary than causative to the types of studies that the vitamin D zealots out there like to apply it to. And the analogy that I came up with was, if people said, well, this disease apparently is linked to people whose shoes do not wear out, and the fact is that they're not walking, and that's why their shoes don't wear out. So it's not the shoe wear that is linked to the disease, it's the lack of activity, and the shoe wear is just a product of that. People who are sick are not active. If they're not active, they're not getting out in the sun. If they're not getting out in the sun, they don't have vitamin D. Now, I'm not saying that vitamin D in and of itself doesn't have an intrinsic ability to help with certain disorders and diseases, but I'm saying that there's more to the story than just pounding down 10,000 IUs a day of D and thinking, oh, I'm protected from everything.
Certainly is. And there's a pretty interesting study or a pretty interesting hypothesis out there that says that vitamin D is an acute phase reactant, which means it's actually released from its stores when there is inflammation going on and then somehow used up. And this would actually explain also why there is always a correlation between being having high inflammatory levels and having low levels of vitamin D. On the other hand, this would also support the existing results that supplementing with vitamin D can help in certain conditions that are related to inflammatory responses in the body. So I think that, as usual, we are looking for the magic pill we can take to solve all our problems. And what people expect from vitamin D is sometimes way too much, also because it's even hyped in the mainstream media now.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's certainly not like you should ignore low vitamin D levels, because they are at least a sign that there's something going wrong in your body.
Yeah.
And to refuel those levels may not necessarily solve all your problems if you are sitting on the couch all day and not looking at what you're eating, but it's part of the solution, so to say.
Absolutely. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with the brilliant Adel Moussa. His website is Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. It's the only blog that you must read every day. You can forget about all the other ones. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period.
Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. All right, so we're going to move through the balance of these nutritional approaches to aiding the immune system. One we talked about already, that was glutamine, and that helps with a variety of things, but mostly it helps with that mucosal barrier, right?
Yes, it helps with the mucosal barrier and in general with gut health, but specifically for people who work out intensely, its major effect is actually to replenish the glutamine that is lost during the workouts. Even if you eat enough, you will lose a significant amount, or the glutamine levels in the blood will be reduced significantly after the workout. So supplementing with 10 grams of glutamine before and after a workout has actually been shown to help athletes, especially those who compete in endurance events, to avoid common colds and other respiratory tract infections pretty well. On the other hand, there is not so good evidence that it's going to help the average gym rat to the same extent, maybe because the amount of glutamine that is lost during a relatively short workout in the gym is not high enough. So it's something you could consider, especially if you feel that you are one of the people who contract an infection pretty regularly. So maybe you are at a very high risk, and therefore you are especially a candidate to supplement with glutamine.
And I just started adding 10 grams pre and 10 grams post, ironically, just because I want to enhance my gut. health. But anyway, arginine, I would have never guessed that one. Is it really good?
It's quite interesting. And that's one of those that should theoretically help you, but probably it's because you usually have more than enough arginine in the diet that you don't really have to supplement. But people don't really know that nitric oxide is really involved in the immune response. So scientists have long speculated that supplementing with additional arginine could help, but it's the same problem as using arginine to boost your pump. It's not really going to boost the nitric oxide response if you just ingest more arginine. So unless you are low in arginine for whatever reason, there is no real good reason to supplement with arginine in order to prevent the getting a cold or getting the flu or whatever.
Now, these two I'm familiar with, the lactoferrin and lactoferricin, but also the ones that are found in good whey protein products, and that are the lysosome and lactoperoxidase peptides, right?
Yeah. And all of those have direct effects on the immune system. They actually directly interact with the immune system. They are not protective in any sort, but those are also proteins that are present in, or the peptides and other molecules that are present in mother's milk, obviously, and they're really important for priming our immune system, and they're also going to help us later on. And this is actually why the best supplement in the list is whey protein. And in this case, you better choose one of the less processed ones, which may contain still some carbohydrates and also some fat in the concentrates. But the less processing, the more of the good nutrients are actually still in the product. So whey is an excellent mix of different peptides, of nutrients, of minerals also. Calcium is also important for the immune system, which can actually really help you to ward off a common cold. And obviously it also contains arginine and glutamine. So you get the full package if you want to. And studies show that in many different inflammatory conditions, whey protein has beneficial effects, which are probably related to its ability to increase glutathione in the body. And glutathione is the major antioxidant your body uses, and therefore it also has this indirect effect of soothing down the inflammation or reducing the inflammation, and thus keeping your immune system working at its best, at its highest pace. And this is why I personally think that whey protein is the number one in this list, also because there are so many other good reasons to use it.
Now, obviously, since you talked about glutathione, sulfur-containing amino acids, which you've always been a proponent on, and we've talked about various different times when it was appropriate during shows, such as N-acetylcysteine, taurine, and so on, these help with intracellular glutathione production. But what about glutathione, liposomal glutathione? Do you think that that has any merit, or you think it's a waste of time to take that approach?
Well, I have seen studies where it worked, and I have seen studies where it didn't work. I think it really depends on the preparation, because it's difficult to actually deliver it orally. So I personally, especially when it comes to warding off a cold or even combating a cold, would rather suggest to stick to the classic sulfur amino acids to do so. And specifically N-acetylcysteine, I don't know if this is available in the US, but here in Germany it is actually sold as a drug you would take when you have contracted a cold, because it really helps you, it directly helps you to produce more mucus and to actually you will have to use a handkerchief much more often. You can get rid of all the bad, nasty stuff that would otherwise accumulate in your respiratory tract.
In fact, it's a powerful expectorant, and they give it to people here in the United States that have COPD for that reason,
yes,
so that they can get the mucus out of their chest. Yeah.
Yes, the common preparations sold here in Germany contain 800 to 1,000 milligrams of N-acetylcysteine, and you take it, I think, 2 times a day. And I've used it in the past, and it really works quite well, especially if you really have the nose blocked and the whole respiratory tract blocked. It really works to help you to get rid of this.
Yeah, I use it too. I have a huge bottle of it. I generally take 1,800 milligrams twice a day when I feel the need to. So that's a great list of supplements that do work and work minimally or work for different reasons. You can get the entire list at subversity.com, S-U-P-P, VERSITY.com. We're going to take this next break a couple minutes early because we want to come back and discuss niacin. Maybe some other angles to pick up on the show that we did last week with Michael Mooney. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is the Subversity Science Roundup with the brilliant Adele Moussa. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Adele Moussa. We're going to change it up a little bit, talk about niacin. This is something that our news director, Alex Leaf, wanted us to talk about as well because I learned that he's using niacin actually in part of a program to put on more muscle, which astonished me. We didn't talk about that last week with Michael Mooney. We talked about a bunch of other things. So are you aware of how Alex is using his niacin, Adele?
Yes, I think I'm not actually aware of how he specifically does it, but I can tell you the general idea. If you take larger amounts of niacin from 500 milligrams upwards, it's going to block for at least 2 hours or so, the release of fatty acids from the fat cells.
Right.
And this will automatically switch you from a mixed mode in terms of the substrate your body is using to get its energy to an almost exclusive carbohydrate reliance. And at least for a very short amount of time, it will increase your ability to store glucose and to use glucose. And I think this is what he is using. But the downside is that after those 2 hours, there's a 4-hour window in which the free fatty acids, or in which there's a rebound, and the fatty acids in the blood are going to increase, and this is an episode where you're going to be, well, not really insulin resistant, but you won't have the optimal insulin sensitivity. So you have to use it strategically before a meal, and afterwards you can thrive on the fat, so to say.
Now, in fact, this is the reason that the original team that developed Gatorade was going to include niacin in the blend, because with a reduction in free fatty acids in response to strenuous exercise, there was a higher production of growth hormone because the fatty acids were blunting the release of growth hormone. So they found that by putting 100 milligrams of niacin per serving of Gatorade, that when an athlete drank that before a workout and then trained strenuously, their growth hormone response peak was fivefold higher than had they not used the niacin.
Yeah, that's also a plus. But in the end, it's only a logical, physiological response, as you explained.
What if you take... Okay, so I've been taking niacin pretty much throughout the day. I'm taking 1,500 milligrams of niacin a day in 250 milligram aliquots, and I'm taking those every 3 or 4 hours. I no longer get a flush from it because I'm completely flushed out, but I did get terrible flushes. But let me tell you something interesting. I did this as an experiment, and it has pretty much resolved my allergies completely, which I had a feeling it may do, and it has worked that way. My nose is clear when I'm using niacin. I don't have the congestion that I normally do. And so the niacin is playing some role in my allergic response as well.
Yeah, the flush you get is actually also caused by some molecules that are involved in an allergic reaction. So you are really flushed out probably.
Yeah, yeah. So if I'm using niacin throughout the day, does that mean I'm making myself insulin resistant at some point in time?
With a relatively low dose that you're using, probably not. But there is quite... If you look back at the history of niacin, it has been used as a drug to prevent heart disease before the statins came on the scene. And people were complaining about the flush, so scientists tried to develop time-released formulas that would release the niacin relatively slowly. And at the same time, they increased the dosages because they realized that those time-released formulas weren't as effective as the regular ones at the same dosage. And what happened in actually ended up annihilating the use of niacin as a protectant drug in terms of heart disease is that the people ended up developing or having a higher risk of diabetes. And this is pretty much what you describe. But as I said, if you take those 250 milligram dosages three times a day, for someone who is at a relatively low risk of developing diabetes as you are, it's probably not so much of a problem.
Alex said he takes the niacin with his last carb-heavy meal. So
yeah,
the carbs, they get put to good use, and then I thrive on the fat later in the day, also when my meals are predominantly fat and protein.
Yeah, that's the way we would have to do it. You take it with last high carbohydrate meal and maybe before a fast or before you go to bed. And what's pretty striking, actually, I checked before the show, some of the older studies where niacin was still all the rage in terms of protecting you against heart disease. And the patients ended up taking it before their last meal, before they went to bed in those studies, because at that time the flush didn't really matter. So they weren't embarrassed outside because they looked like a red tomato. And this was actually, maybe accidentally, the exact best way to use it.
To use it before bed?
to use it before bed, right? Because when you're lying in bed, what's the best source you can thrive on? It's obviously fat. So you would have to take it with the last meal so that you still can use the glucose from the meal. And afterwards, the fatty acids will rise when you're lying in bed and you can burn them off.
Okay, so therapeutically, do you feel that niacin still has a place today in the average person who's suffering from maladies of the standard American diet? And if so, doses and timing?
Well, I would say that there is still a place. You have to be a bit careful about these new formulations. But if you are talking about classic niacin products, I would say, and also scientists have recently rediscovered niacin, that it's still effective. You can't debate that it can reduce or it can increase your HDL levels by 20% or 35% within just 1 month. You also can't debate that it can increase the ratio of HDL to cholesterol, which is also a marker of heart disease risk, significantly by up to 25%. And so I think that part of the reason that it really disappeared was, first of all, the side effects people didn't like, and second of all, obviously, that you can't really make money on niacin because it's a plain vitamin.
A bottle is $6, but interestingly enough, it could be the answer to a lot of people's problems that are suffering from dyslipidemia.
Certainly it does, and it has very far-reaching effects when it docks to those receptors. There are two types of receptors it actually docks to, and one of the things it does is actually it reduces the release of fatty acids from the adipose tissue. We talked about that, but this is temporary. At the same time, it does also reduce the inflammatory response in the fat cells. So it is an excellent tool to reduce whole-body inflammation in overweight individuals. And it can also increase the efflux, that is the cholesterol that's coming out from the plaque in your arteries, and at the same time reduce the inflammation in this plaque and help to protect the LDL, the low-density cholesterol molecules in the plaque from being oxidized.
And there seems to be some evidence that it may have some antithrombotic effects as well for people who are worried about blood clotting. I notice an ergogenic effect. When I take niacin before a workout, I sincerely notice that my energy output is increased. Is that you think, a placebo?
No, I don't think so, because it also has vasodilating effects. So actually, it should be in every pump supplement. It will really increase the blood flow, and it will also have a minor effect on the production of nitric oxide, probably even more so than arginine does.
Really?
Yes, it does, of course, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I mean, it's $6, but we're talking about, when we talk about niacin, we're talking about nicotinic acid. This is the one that no one wants to take, as Adele points out, because it causes a flushing. But here's the good news. Just like beta-alanine, after you use it for 4 or 5 days, you don't flush anymore. All those prostaglandins are reduced. Did you hear the discussion we had with Michael Mooney? He looked it up on...
So
when he was talking about prostaglandin release, I said, you know, prostaglandin E1 injections with men who suffer from erectile dysfunction are all the rage right now. There are products out there that porn stars initially used that are now making their way into the mainstream. For men who suffer from ED and things like Cialis and Viagra aren't working, and they are actually injecting. One of them is called Caverject, and this is a prostaglandin E1 injection. And so I said, well, it stands to reason that if you feel a flush because of the elevation in prostaglandin production from niacin, that it should affect the erection. During the commercial break, he looked into the sexual medicine database and found, in fact, a half a dozen or so studies, and read one of them, that said that niacin improves erection in men.
Yeah. In one study in heart disease patients, it doubled the flow-mediated dilation, that is, the blood flow not measured in this part of the body but in another part of the body.
Right.
So especially if you really have problems, erectile problems, due to a decreased blood flow, niacin could be a solution, yeah.
So also, what about people who suffer from a low ejection fraction? They are suffering from congestive heart failure. Could niacin be a strategy to enable them to push more blood through the heart?
Well, it may make it a little easier for the heart to do the job, but in general, it's not really going to reverse it. There's good evidence that niacin treatment decreases the mortality rate in all sorts of on patients with all sorts of heart disease. So it's probably not going to hurt them. But one thing you should keep in mind, actually, is that, as usual with all those nutrients and supplements, there is something that is going to happen when you take them in large amounts. And with niacin, it's not just the nasty side effect of flushing. It's also that it can deplete your choline stores. So whenever you decide to supplement with high amounts of niacin, you should make sure that there is enough choline in your diet. And it's quite interesting because if you look at it, choline is also related to heart disease. It's also related to low HDL levels. If you have low choline, you are at a higher risk of developing heart disease, and you are also going to be susceptible to have low HDL levels.
So how much choline? Like a supplement or just a couple extra eggs a day?
I think if you decide to take really high doses of niacin, like in the 2 to 3 or even more gram range, you probably would be better off by taking maybe 1 gram of choline in addition. Otherwise, you can probably get away if you eat all the bad foods we are not supposed to eat, which contain all the good amounts of choline, like eggs and stuff like this.
Yeah. I mean, but anything under a gram a day, you should be fine with just the added dietary choline.
Yes, I think this is probably fine, of course, yeah.
So,
I mean, those effects really surfaced in those studies where they later on used this time-release niacin at dosages of up to 5 grams a day. So because they realized, well, the side effects are no longer there, so we are going to up the dosage in order to see great results. But if you look at the literature from the decades before, you see that even in studies where they just used 500 milligrams because the subjects refused to take more, there are significant benefits, especially in terms of increasing the HDL levels, which is actually, if you look at the available drugs and whatever you can do in terms of increasing your HDL, niacin is probably the most powerful agent we have. It's on par with working out.
Yeah, and exercise. I was going to say that. And lastly, and we only have a minute, the purported hepatic stress from taking high doses of niacin, is it validated in the research?
Well, the hepatic stress occurs in response to the increased fatty acids in the blood. So basically it's like eating too much fat but having too much fat in the blood that could stress the liver. So assuming that you are a very fit person and you're actually making good use of the additional fat that is released from the adipose tissues, this is not a problem, specifically because the increase in free fatty acids in the blood is obviously proportional to the amount of body fat you're carrying. So if you're a lean person, this is probably not going to be an issue.
We've come to the end of the interview. Alex Leaf just messaged me. He said, choline bitterate is on sale at Amazon.com. 500 grams, a half kilo for $25. So those of you who are taking high doses of niacin, go there and check it out. Adele, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes, to you too. Thank you. And to all the listeners, obviously.
I bet Munster, Germany is beautiful at Christmas time. It probably looks like a little storybook land, does it?
I think for most Americans it does, yeah.
All right, Adele, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye. All right, so there you have it. Great discussion on supplements and supplemental strategies to combat and resolve respiratory tract infections and colds, and a final recap of the niacin discussion. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Officer Randall Moore. Is the reason that we see so much of an overreaction by law enforcement today because many of these officers are out of shape and ill-equipped to handle the job, and as a result, perhaps are using way too much force? It's going to be an interesting discussion, I promise you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, there's nothing closer to a warrior today than the average police officer who walks the beat. Randy's already laughing. Randall Moore is a Louisville Metro police officer. He's also a friend of mine. How you doing, Randy?
I'm good. How you doing?
Just get a little closer. Just a little closer. There you go. So you and I had this discussion recently, and I wanted to do this as a show. We see a lot of stuff going out on around the country today with law enforcement, where they're making some bad decisions, maybe overreacting to situations that are causing a lot of problems. And I said to you, I wonder how much of that is because these law enforcement officers are ill-equipped from a standpoint of physical preparedness to really do the job that they're supposed to do. And as a result of that, they are really overreacting when they get out of the patrol car, maybe applying too much effort because they know that they're not in control of their situation at that moment. What do you think of that?
Well, physical preparedness is definitely important. And we did talk about that. And as in this job, you know, you run across a lot of bad elements. So, you know, your physical appearance can be very important, you know, especially depending on what area of town you work in. I can't speak for other officers themselves on how they prepare and their mindset, you know, what they think they're prepared for. But I think it's very duly important on how you present yourself on this job. You know, the issues that you might come into contact with this job, could be life-threatening.
Yeah, oh, of course. Now, you have been involved in physical culture since you were a young man.
Yeah.
You played collegiate. You were a collegiate athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, you were not only training at the gym in the morning, but you were doing CrossFit in the afternoon, which is crazy.
I was.
But I know you love to train, but how much of the training is because of the job? How much of it is because you know that you put your life on the line every day, that you must take it seriously, like a sport? You have to be prepared for what you have to do.
You know, I'd say probably about 90%. You know, and I try to stay in the same. You know, I started this back when I was in high school, and one day my coach said, you know, we're going to hit the gym, and I've been doing it ever since. You know, I do love doing it, but as in this job, like I said, and I always tell people this, you know, you never know who you're going to run across, and people are out there, some of them in particular, are just training for this moment to run across a cop and see if he can be tested.
Right.
So in this job, you do have to be prepared. And in an academy, you know, they do. They have a good academy here, and they train and work out on a daily routine. I see them. They've changed a lot. They work on lifting weights, hitting the bag, running. It's just when you finish that academy, you need to keep doing what you're still doing, because physically you can't let that go. And I see officers every day, you know, they do. You know, you get, sad to say, in this job, you get a little complacent sometimes. You lose sight of the things that could happen, and when the time happens, and they do happen, it's too late. So.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. I remember reading a study about 10 years ago that showed that there was a linkage to low testosterone levels and reaction time, which made me start thinking about law enforcement and the military. Like, those are the jobs where testosterone levels need to be the highest. Now, there's lots of ways to raise testosterone levels. One of them is to train heavy with resistance training. But when you start to, you know, there's an old saying, the old animals are the ones that you have to fear the most. They're the ones that will act inappropriately sometimes. And I think that it's not so much the age, it's the sense that I'm out of control of my environment. I need to get control very quickly. And here's a perfect case in point. The fella that was killed in Staten Island, and I posted about him, his name was, do you remember his name? I'm sorry about this. I feel so bad that it'll come to me. Garner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eric Garner, I think his name was?
Garner.
Okay. The two police officers that responded initially to his situation were very, very small. And in fact, they wouldn't even approach him until backup came. What does that tell you about their demeanor and their confidence in handling a situation?
Well, I'll say this. You can look at it two ways. And I don't like the Monday Night Quarterback. They were quite small than he was. He wasn't too aggressive with them. I saw that. I mean, but in their mindset, they were waiting on their backup to get there. Yes, probably if it was a more, you know, let's say if they felt, I can't say how they feel, I mean, but if they were, let's say, a little more sized up with him, they probably would have approached him, and it might have handled a little different. I can't say they would or wouldn't. It was a bad situation, like that. You don't want to come across in law enforcement as an officer, because, as you see, you know, a lot has came out of that, and, you know, those officers had to live with that. So,
but okay. So you said to me one time that you're how tall are you?
6'4".
And how much you weigh right now?
245.
Okay, and you're a really lean. You're ripped. You're 245. I would call you hypermuscular. It's obvious to anybody who looks at you that you're probably an athlete more than a law enforcement officer. When you get out of a car, you have an imposing demeanor. Doesn't that right away take a guy and kind of take him down one or two steps as far as what he thinks he may be able to get over on?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, and this job, and I've said this to other officers, you have to imply a little an intimidation, because, you know, like I said, there's bad elements. And when they first see you, they're probably going to have to see if they can test you, you know. And by the grace of God, I haven't had any issues on the job in the time I've been on. I've never had anybody square up toe-to-toe with me. And it's happened to some officers I know well. And I've always said to them, you know, physically, you need to get things together, because, you know, your life can be taken quick, you know, especially on this job. You just don't know. I mean, because people just don't respect the badge or your authority. And those are the elements you just don't want to run across in a bad situation. So, yes, it's very good for the job to be imposing and be in control of the situation.
And how much of... how much of it, of your feeling of being in control of the situation comes from the fact that you put yourself to a test with the metal on a regular basis? And I mean the iron in the gym.
You know, I'd say probably most of, you know, even the guys I work out with, I try to, you know, instill in them. And one of them's an officer, you know, and he has a tough job. And when he does, you just have to be prepared, not, you know, just mentally, but definitely physically. You know, even in the cardio aspect, and I hate doing cardio. Hate it, you know, but your lungs are very important. You know, somebody takes off running from you, and we already got, you know, extra 15 or 20 pounds of gear on us. You know, they already have the advantage. So when you catch up with this person, you know, you want to make sure you're able to continue this, if it happens, this confrontation.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to dote on Randy a little bit because I'm going to tell you about how he trains in the gym. This is Superhuman Radio. We're talking about a very important discussion here. Law enforcement and the people who manage the teams of law enforcement need to take physical preparedness more seriously. I predict that if they did, we'd see a lot less of the overreactions that we're seeing in today's society today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk about recovery. One product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest Protein Bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. You know, it's really the only job in the civilian environment where they really do put their lives on the line every single day. But yet we expect them to eat, sleep, and train like regular people. And they're not regular people. Law enforcement personnel, those who are active, that are out on the streets protecting us, have to be able to protect themselves. And they must be held to a higher standard of physical preparedness. I'm sorry. This is a discussion we have to have. So, okay. I've seen you train in the gym. I've seen you put up 405 for reps. What's the most you've ever put up?
Probably about 415, 420. I try not to go so heavy all the time because, it's not good for longevity of me lifting weights. You know, wears down my shoulders, my elbows start to hurt. So I set a limit in my head and I stick with it.
And in fact, you told a story about a police officer who was very strong in the day. He was putting up 600 pounds, but today.
But you know, today, I mean, he could barely put up maybe 225, you know. He had to do shoulder surgery because all that heavy lifting, it comes back to bite you. You know, it's just not healthy. I mean, it looks good at the time, but if you're talking longevity and you want to work out as long as possibly can, then it's not good to throw up that much weight. You just have to maintain, and I just try to maintain.
Now, I don't know what the proper terminology is, detail, squadron, whatever. There are other officers in the group that you are in, right? How many of them you think could put up 400 pounds, seriously?
Oh.
A whole bunch of them, right?
I don't know. There's a few. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, you know, you see the ones you see on a regular basis in a gym, and that's just the bottom line. I mean, people who work out, work out. People who don't, they just don't. Now, I don't know what's going to incite them to do it. Maybe nothing. It's like, you know, I was at a detail a few days ago, and I always point out, you know, because we wear our vests, you know, you don't have to, but you should, and I wear it year round, whether it's hot, I don't care if it's 120 degrees out, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. And I point out to some officers who they just never wear it because, you know, they get complacent, and I think in their minds they think, you know, I'm good. But like I said, they do a lot of interdiction, you know, so to me they should be the first people who have these vests on and be prepared. And that's part of what we're talking about, just the preparation and becoming complacent on the job.
How much is that vest weigh?
Oh.
They're light,
They're
right?
light now, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're really light. I mean, they make
But I mean, but see, what I was thinking was, if I'm an out-of-shape, excuse me, overweight police officer,
mm-hmm.
First of all, that vest is confining. Chances
it
are
is.
When I bought it and I already outgrew it, I'm going to put it on. I don't feel good wearing it.
True.
And so, you know what? I'm just not going to wear it. Not because I don't realize the value of its protectiveness, but because it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another aspect of being out of shape. Now, I'm not going to name names, but there's a smaller police department here in Louisville,
mm-hmm.
They have a small police station in this one little town. And there's a police officer that works there who's got to be every bit of 400 pounds.
Right.
How can they let him continue to work? Isn't he putting himself in harm's way?
He probably is. You know, back when I started, we used to have to go in for physicals every year. I mean, they shied away from that. I can't tell you why, but, you know, people should take, you know, responsibility for themselves, you know, and think that, A, the hours are crazy, like you said, you know, and a lot of officers work extra hours just to make ends meet. Two, it's a very stressful situation sometimes. You should, you know, t- take your own health in perspective. If you know, if you want to retire and live an extra life, you know, outside of police work.
Right.
Some of them just don't. I mean, you know, I don't know what the answer is on that. You know, like I said, everybody has a different lifestyles, you know. You can't change it, you know.
Do department heads ever sit down and talk with an officer and say, look, you know, you're really out of shape. You need to do something
not
to keep
so
your job.
Not so much as straightforward as that, no.
They can't. Isn't there something wrong with that?
Maybe yes.
I mean,
aside
from Freddie Banks and Muggsy Malone, you know what I'm saying? Which were two little guys that played in basketball, right? I mean, if a guy is like 5'2" and he says, "Coach, I want to play basketball," unless the guy goes, "Well, let me see you jump," and he can hit the backboard, mm-hmm. you're going to be, "Look, man, you're just too little for basketball. You know, take up skating, hockey, or something like that."
Yeah, true.
You can have that discussion.
But in this job, you know, if you're qualified, you pass all the tests, and there's a lot of tests. Then you're qualified. They will, you know, you can make it to the academy. You're good. And there's a lot of rings to go to get this job, you know, more than when I started. Now, once you get done with that academy, because trust me, nobody, I don't think anybody's going through the academy at 400 pounds. Now, once they get released on their own, you know, and they're, set out to, you know,
live their lives. Now, they're cruising now. They got the job. They're cruising. Right.
And what they do is what they do. I mean, and once you're on probation, you know, I mean, they can't come back and tell you how to, what to eat, where to eat, and how to complete your health. You should take it into your own head and heart and to control that and know that one day, you know, something bad can happen and that could be it. Now, like I said, I preach to a lot of people about, you know, how they look and health and
training,
wearing your vest, safety, you know, because I'm really high on that safety thing.
Right.
Because in my mind process, I'm always thinking the what ifs.
Right.
Because you just never know. And I don't want to be that guy.
Now, you don't just train in the gym. I was amazed by this. Was it last year, the year before, that you were doing CrossFit in the afternoon, you were training in the morning, and you were working at night?
Yeah, and I still work at night. And, you know, in the CrossFit I was going to, the guy who owns that gym, he works with the police department. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, yeah. So he had a lot of police officers in there. So, you know, the facilities are there. The opportunities are there. You just have to utilize them. Yeah, he has his own cross. He has two. He had two gyms.
I didn't know that.
And he works with police. He comes in and talks to the academy. He gives little drill sessions. And
he needs to say, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
he
great.
Does. Like I said, it's there. But, you know, making an officer, a person himself, go outside that circle and do it himself is totally different. They have the gym at the training facility, which is open to officers all the time.
Is it full? Are there always people in there training, you think?
I don't go there.
You don't go
so
there.
I don't know.
Yeah. No. Do you train legs? Do you squat?
I do. I don't do it, like I said, I don't do it heavy, you know, from years of playing ball, and my knees are, you know, they're not sharp, but it's not the same.
Easy
know?
To hurt. They easy. Get easy to hurt now.
And those are two things you don't want to lose, because you see people, you know, I saw somebody this morning, you know, not much older than me, and he said he had two knee surgeries.
Already.
You know, and another guy said he had a hip surgery, you know.
It's amazing, isn't
40s.
It nowadays?
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, and I still play ball, so it's kind of like, wow. You know, but that's the part of when you don't work out and stay in shape and keep those muscles. It's a motor. Your body's a motor, and if you don't keep it oiled and moving and the piston's going, something's going to rust up.
It's like you know, your uncle had that car in the garage, and he's been sitting there for 40 years. You go try to start it, and it doesn't start
it's
anymore.
Not gonna start.
That's
battery's
it.
Dead.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. It's a good point. So. It's just stuff like that, because in your 40s, I don't, you know, hip replacements and knee replacements.
That's not in your vocabulary.
No, I'm like, wow.
San Diego's in your vocabulary.
Pretty much.
So you not only do you train in the gym, but you play basketball. What else do you do as a part of your physical culture? You play any other sports?
You know.
Baseball, softball?
Well, you know, I play baseball in college, and I try to play softball when I can, you know, just time consuming. But, you know, I got a son who's in high school, and I'm always at his games now, so, you know, you incorporate work and personal life, little personal life I have, and my son, you know, you don't have much time.
Yeah.
So
it becomes
it's always busy. And, you know, like I said, I work nights, you know.
Now, you happen to have a unique perspective of being a police officer, but also being an African-American police officer, and you see what's going down today in the world. I mean, there's a greater sense of racial divide today in this country than I've seen in a long time. As an African-American police officer, do you feel any different about what's going on in the country than, say, the average person who's looking at it? Do you have a different perspective on all this at all?
You know, I'd say the same. You know, in our job as public servants, we're always going to get scrutinized, you know, on everything you do. You're never going to make everybody happy. It's impossible. And I try to treat everybody the same way. If I lock them up, if I come in contact with them, I treat them all the same way, just like I'd want to be treated. You know, I don't come out with a bad attitude with them.
Right.
And I think they see that. Now, granted, majority of people who, you know, might be out riding, looting, complaining, they probably have, you know, they have some bad run-ins with police officers.
Right.
So they're going to have their complaints. And I haven't spoke with many people who've complained to me about some things that have happened in the past, you know, through the news and media.
Right.
That they've had run-ins with police officers and had a bad taste in their mouth. But, you know, there's always times you get those people on the street who come up and say, thank you for what you're doing.
Right.
Because it's a very, you know, thankless job.
It
you
is.
Know, when they need you, they'll call.
Right.
But, you know, if not, they'll break out the camera phone and then they're recording and saying, you shouldn't have did that.
Right.
So, you know, it's a win-win, lose-lose situation.
It is a thankless position. And yeah. On top of that, you know, something you said before about, you know, law enforcement officers having to work extra hours just to make ends meet. You know, I'm sure that Mariah Carey's bodyguard makes $250,000 a year.
Easy.
And he's not putting himself in harm's way
right.
to the degree that the average law enforcement officer who's working a detail in an inner city is mm-hmm. on a day in, day out basis. And they're mm-hmm. not getting paid enough.
True. You know, like you have a lot of police calls through the year. I mean, I think in 2013 they had probably about 570,000, you know, and
wow, here in Louisville?
Yeah. I mean,
oh man,
you know, and they probably had 33,000 arrests that year. I mean, and we didn't have too many. I think we had two officer shootings. That was it. I mean, you know, you stand a better chance of getting struck by lightning than, you know, some tragic accident,
right?
You know, with officers involved shootings. I mean, but people don't look like that, you know, because, you know, the way the world is today, you know, something tragic happens like that. You know, it drags it out for a long time.
Well, it's funny.
You know, you get scrutinized.
You know what? We have to take a break, but it's funny. I was at the dentist yesterday, and you know, now in the dentist's office, when they clean your teeth, they give you the remote control for the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so One Adam 12 was on.
Yeah.
Now you're too young to remember One Adam 12.
I vaguely remember.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. But I'm old enough to remember, and I want to tell you the story about the show that was on yesterday. And then I want to talk to you about the media, and their involvement in all this. Right now we're talking with Officer Randall Moore. We're talking about the responsibility of law enforcement to be better physically prepared for the job. It's a job where they put their lives on the line every single day, and they have an obligation to themselves, never mind to the public, to make sure that they're capable of doing the job. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
PowerBlock dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new PowerBlock barbells that turn your PowerBlock dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert PowerBlock dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I don't know.
Whoa, yeah. Dead air. It's officially the biggest. That's because I'm producing my own show today. Welcome back. We're talking with Officer Randall Moore. We're talking about the responsibility of law enforcement to achieve a level of physical preparedness for the job. Quite frankly, I personally think, this is just me, that the less prepared, the less physically prepared a law enforcement officer is, the higher probability that he is going to make a terrible mistake, either overreaching or acting too quickly, acting with too much force, because he feels out of control of his environment and he's just as scared. And, you know, you got to have a certain amount of swagger to have this job. I couldn't do it. You have to have a certain amount of confidence to have that job. You have to have a certain amount of belief in your own physical being to able to handle situations that very few people could even fathom. And so I'm sorry to say it, but it takes super individuals to be law enforcement today. And those who don't respect that fact, I think they're the ones that end up not only getting hurt, but hurting other people unnecessarily. I can't help but think about Eric Garner, that one police officer putting him in a chokehold and jumping up on his back. He reminded me of when a tiger tries to take down another animal, they're relentless. That guy was relentless. He could have let go. The guy wasn't fighting, but I think he was so afraid that he just forgot what he was doing. I got to be honest with you. The media loves to blow stuff out of proportion. I was in the dentist's office yesterday, having my teeth cleaned, looking up at the TV, and here it is, 1 Adam 12. I remember watching the show when I was a kid, and the episode they had on was a guy from the local media wanted to ride with the police officer, and they wouldn't let him ride with him, so he followed him in the car. They watched him pick up a guy who was involved in a domestic altercation. When the guy got in the car, he was acting crazy. They had him handcuffed behind his back, and one of the police officers was sitting in the back seat with him, because that's how they did it, I guess, back then in California. And the guy was acting crazy, and he started to have like a fit, like a seizure. And he went forward, and he hit his face on the back of the seat, and his lip got all bloody. So when he got out of the car at the PD, they took a picture of him the second time. So when he got in the car, he had no bruises. When he got out of the car, he had a bruise. And right away, the newspaper ran an article, police brutality. And that's what the whole episode was about. I can't help but think that the media does nothing good whatsoever when it comes to the plight of the average law enforcement officer trying to go out there and do this thankless job day in and day out, and all they like to do is put things in a light that looks like that law enforcement is overreacting and making mistakes. What do you think? Are you don't have to answer the question if you don't want to.
I would agree a little bit on that. I mean, you know, in today's society, there's a lot of social media. Violence sells papes. Violence makes people tune in to their station and watch the news. You know, it's no more of puppies and butterflies. You know, people might watch that for 5 minutes. And it's like, okay, let's move on.
Yeah, give me something gory.
Right. I mean, that's just the way society is nowadays. You know, you see people all the time with that world star. Or they're taping on the phone. You know, somebody in a fight, or you know, they're not trying to help or the situation. Right. They're just trying to record the situation. So yeah, I would agree with that. I don't respond much towards the media thing though. So,
but have they ever tried to contact you to get opinions and stuff from you? Yeah.
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah, so you just stay away from it. It's better off. It's one of those situations that no involvement is better.
That's why we have PIOs.
Yeah, right. What is a PIO?
Public and, you know,
information officer. Officer. Okay, yeah. So they're like your press officers. Yeah,
yeah.
They interface with the media.
Yes, and they should, and that's the way it should be, you know. Our job is to work the streets, or a worker case we're working, and their job is to interact with the media, so...
Do you have any opinions on the body cam? Like, I kind of lost faith in the body cam because the whole Eric Garner thing was videoed so well, but it didn't change the outcome of anything.
You know, I've only seen a couple excerpts for people wearing body cams. I don't know if there's a perfect solution for anything. Because in this job, you know, anything can happen. A body cam, if you get in a scuffle, I mean, it could be, you know, camera could be covered up, camera could be lost. I don't know. Car cameras, you know, they seem to work all right once you're in front of the car, but when you move to the side, then there's nothing.
But you told me that the other day, and I thought to myself, well, why don't they just put a couple extra, get two more cameras in there? Give me angles on the side, give me angles in the front, give me an angle in the back. That's it. Put four cameras in the car.
For the car?
Yeah. Well, then I can see all
that's
around.
That's probably a little more cost efficient, you know.
Than a body cam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they put into those cameras in the cars, but then you got a lot of, you know, you got to download all those tapes, and I don't know who does that or where they go, but, you know, I'm just assuming that's the route they're going with these body cams. I don't know if there is a perfect solution because, you know, no run, no day. And that's the thing, you know, when I took this job, no run, no day, no issue with anybody on the street is going to be the same.
Right.
I mean, there's no perfect solution, you know, and that's what people get lost in this delusion of thinking, well, you should have did this, you should have did that. You just can't say that because until you're intertwined into that, you just don't know how you're going to react, what's going to happen. And that's why part of it, you know, and you was talking about that one item 12, we do, we issue ride-alongs for people who want to come out. You know, anytime you want to go to the division, you just sign up the proper paperwork and you can come out and do a ride-along with the officer.
Really?
On any time of the day, his beat.
And they'll put it, and he'll make real runs. It's not like okay, you got to ride along,
people
so you're not going to do
time.
Anything today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, people do it all the time. They want to experience part of police and their daily environment. They also have the Citizens Police Academy, you know, and they treat that like a mini police academy. You go through it for I don't know how many weeks it is, but they treat it just like our academy. And that's a great way to see how things happen. And hopefully, and I don't think it's ever happened. I'm sure it has, but I'm not familiar with it. Something crazy, detrimental happens while they're riding, but you do get a first hands-on experience on how the police react and some of the stuff they interact with, you know, whether it be a domestic case, a drug case, or whatever, because people just don't get it. They just come in on the after fact and say, well, you should have did this. So those are just some of the things they can come out and do and experience.
I'm sorry, I was laughing. I was thinking of that movie with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube where he's riding along in the cop car.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But anyway, so is there an answer you think, or if you had to give one single message to anybody who's thinking about getting involved in law enforcement, to try to make a plea to them to consider really training, really, really keeping training as part of the job.
Well, I would say go into it as serious as they treat you in the academy, and come out feeling and doing the same. Whatever they instill into you physically, then keep doing it, because it's totally different when you get out of that car and you don't have your training officer with you anymore, and you're on your own. You know, it's nothing like that first run when you're on your own and you're thinking to yourself, what do you do? Or if you're handling
it. Do you remember your first run when you were?
Oh, completely.
Were you scared? I mean, were you nervous?
I wasn't scared. I was just nervous on making mistakes. And one of the things they always tell you, it's
like any other job.
It's on the job experience, you know. And what you learn in the academy is going to be totally different than what you do on the street, because the scenarios can't be the same. And they do scenarios in the academy. But
that are pretty good, that are pretty close to.
Yeah, close. But, they're not geared to the most tragic thing to happen. But, my old training officer always told me, just make sure you have a cell phone so you can call somebody and ask if you're doing the right thing, if you need help, because you're going to need that. Like I said, it's on the job training, and, you learn quick, depending on the area of town you're in, you learn real quick.
Yeah.
So.
Do you remember your first arrest?
Wow.
How long you been on the job now?
18 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
It is.
You don't remember your first arrest?
No.
Yeah. That's probably a good thing then.
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of blended into everything else.
Yeah, with this job, you don't want to take too much home. You know, you do your job, you go home, and hopefully you have an out.
You know, my brother-in-law was a police officer, but he was one of those police officers that took everything home, and it really wreaked havoc in his relationship with my sister.
It can be very
stressful. But you know what? People don't understand. It's not like being a mailman. It's a job. It's a job that changes you. It's like saying to somebody, you're going to go to Vietnam Monday through Friday, but on Saturday and Sunday, you're going to be dad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're talking about being put in situations. Probably the average police officer has seen some of the most hideous sides of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're expected to go home and be Leave It to Beaver's dad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like it's got to be something that's hard to just detach from.
Yeah, and really, you know, there's not much detaching. I mean, you got to realize, even when, you know, we get off work, you know, you could just be pulling up to a grocery store and, you know, something could be happening
down,
and somebody's looking at you is like, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
You know, and you could have your family in the car, you know. Now, granted, you know, I've never done anything with my family in the car, because it could go bad wrong, and you don't want to, you know, include them in that situation.
Of course not.
But then you're going to get scrutinized on that. Why aren't you doing something?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is. You know, you try to separate yourself from the job a little bit, and hopefully you have an out, you know, and part of my out is sports and lifting weights. And
that obviously plays a big role. That's another thing, that the training and the physical culture also is a way for you to kind of unwind, and there's a lot to be said for that. A lot of other PD probably drink, you know. They go home, kick back a few beers because they want to take the edge off and unwind, and that's not a good way to do it. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with Officer Randall Moore. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cree alkaline pH-buffered creatine Team Monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on.
You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Officer Randall Moore from Louisville Metro PD. We happen to have a really good police department here. We're very fortunate. We have our share of crime here, but it's probably not the kind of stuff that we see in a lot of the inner cities, and we're lucky about that. And we become spoiled, quite frankly, here. How have cell phones changed the job? Have they made it better for law enforcement when they're carrying a cell phone? Is there more you can do that you couldn't do before cell phones?
Well, definitely. You know, I work in probably the biggest division in the city, so there's no way, you know. I mean, I guess if you stay in an area for some amount of years, it you can learn everything, but you know, when you work nights, it's hard to read street signs. And, you get into areas that you're unfamiliar with, you know, so your GPS is, you know, it's crucial, you know, I don't know where you're going and, you know, the best way to get there, you know, safest and fastest. So very important on the job. And plus, you know, like I said, you know, you stay in contact with, the people you work with on a regular night and the beat officers. So,
yeah. So a lot, because obviously the radios are designed for, inter-office communication of the highest regard. I mean, you
right.
can't, like, just call an officer and say, you know, what, and talk to him about something
well,
that's
we
important.
Can. We
you,
can. We have,
on the radio,
we,
you can?
Yeah, you have different channels.
You have direct connect.
Yeah, but you have to realize, too, that some people out here have scanners, you know, and sometimes it's best just to not use the radio and use your cell phone.
Yeah.
There's been a lot. I've had quite a few episodes like that where it's like, don't use the radio because such and such had a scanner. So we just use the cell phone.
I'd use the cell phone to call the run. I'd be like, hey, look, man, I'm Officer Lenore. I'm looking for your house. I know there's a domestic violence call.
Hey.
I can't find you. Which house are you?
Well, hopefully not a domestic call, but, you know, I have called, you know, somebody before and talked to them as what's going on, you know, and before I got there. But not domestics. You don't want domestics because that's a different situation.
No, I know.
You know,
domestic violence has taken a whole new gravity. And don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a lot of it is legit, but some of it isn't legit. And I know, like out in California, if a law enforcement officer makes a domestic violence run, someone must come back with him in the car. It's not one of those situations
right.
where,
right.
oh, we made a mistake. My neighbor thought we were fighting. It was actually this TV show we were watching.
Right.
They're like, well, somebody's got to go to jail.
There's several states that do that. We have improved our domestic unit. I can't say that every time somebody goes to jail, but I think they always try to come up with a solution. If there is, you know, some physical altercation, somebody's going to leave.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the best solution, because you don't want to keep making runs over there or take the chance of somebody getting harmed.
Right.
Or worse than that. So,
right. Right.
You know.
Now, as an athlete, I have to ask you this question, then we'll wrap up the interview. As an athlete, yourself, you see what happened with that pro football player for, and this is something I'm really interested in, because I feel like in today's day and age, you cannot discipline your children. If you discipline your children, it's politically incorrect to discipline a child. Discipline has become a no-no. Everybody says, no, just give them time out, sit them in the corner and all that sort of stuff. But at the same time, some people take it too far, and I'm not condoning anything. But I know that there was a professional football player recently who...
Adrian Peterson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, we live in the semi-South. I'm not going to say we live in the South,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, taking a switch to a child has been something that has been done for probably hundreds of years. Have you ever gone on a run where the kid knew that he had the parents over the barrel? You know, like he made the call, like my mother and father just threatened to smack me.
You know, I would agree. You know, today's world has, you know, lightened up a lot of it. Those calls come out every morning. Those calls come out from parents calling the police to say, hey, our child won't go to school. And it's kind of like, okay, how are we going to make him go to school
if you can't make him
go to school?
Right.
You know, he's already, you know, and that falls into a lot, you know, back to what we were talking about with all this other stuff. You know, some of the situations with run-ins with police. If you're not respecting your home, you're not going to respect anybody on the street.
That's right.
You know, so if you don't nip it in the bud early, then it's just going to fall in lines of problems. And then those problems lead into other problems. And then next thing you know, they're hands on with the police.
I was just going to say, so what happens is when a child is disrespectful in their home,
yeah,
to the parents,
yeah,
then that's the beginning of the break with authority.
Right.
That child most likely will end up incarcerated someday or in trouble in such a way with an authority.
That child will more than likely, run across a police officer at some given point.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, and so you can't discipline your children. You can't smack your child on the butt, because he'll go to school and say, my dad smacked me on the butt. Next thing you know, Child Protective Services coming out and investigating you.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, that child will be indoctrinated into the system, mm-hmm. because people are calling the police to go, hey, I can't get my kid to go to school. It's like, well, be a parent and right. learn how to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's very important. Like I said, I mean, because some things, I hate to say, are just inevitable. If your child is disrespecting the house, you know, he's not going to respect us on the street when he don't see us driving by every blue moon. You
right.
know? You know, and a lot of it comes, you know, off of TV and stuff like that, things they watch, you know. It's just changed from a time when I was young and you were young, you know.
Yeah.
It's a totally different world.
I was afraid if I got in trouble with the police, I wasn't afraid of what the cop was going to do. I was afraid of what my father would do when he brought me home.
Oh, and I was the same way.
My father would kill me. I mean, he literally would. I mean,
yeah.
I had a slingshot when I was a kid. It was a wrist rocket.
Uh-huh.
So I had this thing, I had this gig going where I would go down in my basement and I would take my father's solder and wad it up and I'd shoot it, because we had this big redwood fence so you couldn't see. It was privacy. And they were building houses behind my house. And I would shoot it, I'd break the windows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the next day the guy would come and he'd repair the windows and I'd break some more. So this went on for about 2 weeks, seriously.
Yeah.
And one day he must have laid and watched for me. I went down the basement after school and I broke a couple windows. About a half hour later, there's a knock at the door. And this guy comes to the door. It was dinner time. My father was home. And I hear my father talking to this guy. And all of a sudden he calls me. He says, Carl, come here. And I walk over to the door. I see this guy and he's got a handful of these wads of solder in his hand. And I'm like, I know what's going on here. He goes, yeah, that's him. He's breaking the windows. He goes, not only is he breaking the windows, but they're sticking in the sheetrock. So every day we got to re-sheetrock the walls. Every time I wore glasses at the time, it was before contact lenses. So my father goes to me, is this true? And I didn't know what to say. I didn't have a chance to speak. He said, take your glasses off. I swear to God. He said, I said, Dad, he says, take your glasses off. I turned to run. And this is, I'm not lying when I say this. He kicked me up a flight of stairs. I was trying to get away from him. He was up my butt kicking me. When he came down, the guy said to him, hey, mister, if I would have known you were going to act like that, I wouldn't have said anything. My father said to him, you need to leave now. Like, in other words, otherwise I'm going to come after you now. It's like the guy left. But, you know, I was more afraid that if I came home in trouble, my father would kill me.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the problem, you know. You understood that and respected your parents, and you knew what you would happen if you did something wrong. But nowadays, it's kind of like the kids, you know, they go through and they just don't expect any discipline, and then it bleeds over, and then we're supposed to be the problem solvers, you know. And most people don't like the outcome of that, you know. But
right.
They want you to solve their kids' problems,
right?
But they don't like the outcome. And it's a tough, you know, like I said, it's a lose-lose situation because we don't have the time or the manpower to spend that much time with the child to try to make an impact. And we do have services, you know, for kids to get involved with if they want to.
Right, seven counties and stuff like that.
You know as well as I do, when a kid gets a certain age and he's at that age, it's hard to come back.
That's it.
It's hard to come back.
Once he knows, once he understands that he can get away with what he's getting away with, you can't unlearn that from a child.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know the whole, you know, situation with the officer shootings. You know, it was a tragic situation. You know, you see stuff on video, you know. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's him.
I know.
You know,
I
but
know.
You think, where in life did it go wrong?
Right.
I don't know. You
right.
know, so there's two sides to everything. So.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough job. And you know what? I'm thankful that we, you know what? Somebody posted on Facebook about some of the riots that were going on. You know what? Everybody's right. Let's just take all the police out of Ferguson and send them home. no more police. And let's, because, I mean, I know it was facetious,
right.
And I know that it wasn't an answer to the solution, but what you said before is true. Nobody wants the police around until they want them around.
Right.
And then when they want them around, they're like, why weren't you here? Why didn't you do something? You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's gotta be a tough job. Why did you become a cop? I'm just curious. Was your dad a police officer?
No, my dad is a basketball coach, teacher. Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you become a police officer?
You know, really, you know, I was in school actually for commercial art, you know, and outside of playing ball in school, I was like, I really don't want to be commercial art. So,
right.
One day, I ran across a guy I went to high school with. Now, in high school, this guy was hellion.
Yeah, right.
Hellion.
Right.
And I was shocked that he was a police officer. So I used to go to work with him every day. I not every day, but probably 3 days a week, I do ride-alongs with him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, this is really interesting. Every day is something different.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I latched on to people he worked with and with him. I mean, I was around him so much. People thought I was a police officer, just a civilian.
Right.
So I started taking a test. I mean, it was an interesting career.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you really you liked it before you chose. Like a lot of people go, I want to be a police officer, but you actually fell in love with the job before you chose the job.
I did. Because, you know, I'm not one that, you know, like sit around and do the same thing. And it's like I say, day in, day out is something different.
Something exciting.
You just don't know.
Like, look here, you're on the radio.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Who'd have thought it, you know?
All right, listen, I want to thank Randall Moore for coming on the show and being so honest and upfront about this discussion. Also, want to thank Adele Musa for the first hour of the Subversity Science Roundup. We talked about how to avoid respiratory tract infections and also niacin. You can go to his website, subversity.com, to learn more. Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. We will have our first hour will be an episode of Transevolutionary Fitness Radio with Ken O'Neill. Check us out. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Yes.
Before you leave, Carl, I got to say what's up to my workout partners, JB and Blue, before I go off.
Okay.
They made me say that.
So. Okay. There you go. JB and Blue. All right. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you, Randy.
All right.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom.